Welcome you to today's September 25th, 2017, regular Othello City Council meeting. And I'd like you all to please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this community and upon this city council as we need wisdom as we make decisions tonight. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call. We have two council members absent, Angel Garza and Gina Doro. They both notified me of that they weren't going to be here tonight. They had things that they were engaged in, and so I would entertain a motion tonight to approve their absence and or excuse their absence tonight.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion's been made by Gene Bain, seconded by John Lawless. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And tonight, we move to 1.5 citizen input. Is there any citizens? Yes, there is. Okay, Dave Spurl.
You all know me. I've been here before.
Yes, we do.
Dave Spurl. I'd like to tell you a little story. April 2006, Sandy Dodge and my wife decided to plant some flowers on Main Street because they thought it was kind of boring. And they started down at the Gilbert Chiropractic Clinic. And they planted the flowers on a borrowed or a given tractor rim that they got from Les Schwab. And then they said to Dave, by the way, they need to be watered. Then they planted some flowers down at the corner at Norco. And then they said, oh, by the way, they need to be watered. And about that time, Jerry Vanderhook saw the flowers, and he was a flower man. And he came up to City Hall, and he wrote out a check for $1,000. And that gave us a boost to get going. So then we went down by the Columbia River down near Patterson, a winery, and we brought back two truckloads and trailer loads of barrels. We cut them in half, and we put some of them around town. We sold some. That gave us some more going. And then somebody thought maybe we should put a couple of benches around town because people would like to sit on a bench when they walk. I ended up building 53 benches. And this little project that started with two ladies with an idea has blossomed and blossomed and blossomed, and we have had tremendous, many, many donors, and you can see where it's gone, the beautification project. I have been watering the flowers. This is my 11th year, and I'm making a request tonight that you, as a council, consider next year to budget in about 4 hours a week to water flowers, because I am quitting the project as far as watering is concerned. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes. I start down at Norco and I water those, and I come up this main street, and I'm out of water, but I get to 10th. I fill the tank again with that frost free that the city put in for us up at 14th. And then we go up 14th and down, back down to where we started down there at the chiropractic clinic, and I'm out of water again. I do it twice a week. If the weather is normal, when it gets hot, I do it three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm getting old. I'm going to be 76 here before too long. And I feel that the city of Othello, the citizens of Othello, enjoy the flowers. We have many, many comments about how it looks nice. So I don't want them to dry up. I believe the beautification committee will plant the flowers and get them all ready, and then maybe summer help. I have a tank available, pump, if that's necessary. Put it on a gator, put it on something, and water the flowers and keep them wet. I'd like to do a little traveling during the summer, and I'd like to have my pickup. And so that's my request. Thank you.
Thank you. Council, any comment?
I think it's fair to renew the request.
I do. Yeah. It's very well enjoyed. It looks good.
He's done a great job.
Well, great. Appreciate all you've done.
Yes.
And I think it should be an easy task.
So, knowing that, I would recommend that we suggest to the staff that they research the costs associated with it and come back to us with a proposal so that we could set up a funding for it.
Yeah, we'll look at it during the budgeting process and see what.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other public comment? Adan?
Name and address?
Name and address, please.
Yeah. Adan Garza, 2097 Horacio Lane. First, I want to tell Dave thanks for the great work that he's done. The reason I'm here is because we own a house on 705 Elm Street. And for the past 20 years, we've been paying. I know this number is not going to be correct for 20 years ago. But as today, for the water, we pay $115.99 because we have an inch and a half meter. The normal house is an inch or smaller, and it's $34.83. The reason this happened, I looked into it, and at first, the house is sitting on a half a lot. So when they first built it, they were trying to put 1 meter for two houses. But that wasn't what they could do, so they had to put another meter after they built the other house. But they should have changed this meter, and they didn't. They left the inch and a half. Well, my sister is original owner. She paid for it for 10 years or so, and then my son bought the house, and he paid for it for the following 4 or 5 years. Well, the problem became when we started renting the house. And when the people came here to pay, well, they were always getting into arguments with the ladies here, but, you know, it wasn't their fault or their fault. It was just a problem that was created 20 years ago. And for me to get this fixed, it would cost us $1,699 because that's what they would charge us to put a new meter on. Well, we've paid, if these numbers are correct that I got from Bonnie, close to $20,000 since that house was built. I'm asking, before we change the meter, if we can adjust to where I can start paying a normal rate. I use less water than everybody else because I'm on half of a lot. We water less because we're afraid to go over the usage, because then the water bill is already really high. I should have done this a lot sooner. I mean, this house has been our family since it was built. I know I came into here and talked to Mr. Wade and to Bonnie and them in April of 2016 is when I got the quote from Public Works. So I don't know if it'd be more now or not, but I think if I would have done it there, but I'm always so busy, I could have probably have paid it with $81.16 that I've been paying. I'm just asking for you guys to consider if we could adjust this, you know, so that I could pay like a normal house. In the last 5 years, I've had 5 renters, because once they comply with the contract, they leave because it's not fair for them to pay $115 versus $34. It's not something we can't fix. I just want to fix it without putting a new meter, because I don't use that much water. If I use more water than I'm supposed to, I'm be more than happy to pay for what we use. That's it.
I'm not familiar with the procedure, so
I can let Terry address this, but I think we have an ordinance that says we have to, you know, charge that, and we have to change the ordinance. We've told Mr. Garza, you know, how much it's going to cost, and you would have paid for half of it now.
Yeah, well, no, I would have paid for more. I would have paid for $20,000 if it would have got fixed.
Yeah.
When they put the house in, you know, but what happens is when somebody builds a home, it would cost them to fix that mistake if they would have replaced it. They just left it there and let the person that bought the house be paying the difference, you know, which, you know, it's... I only want what's right, you know. I mean, we're paying for water that we're not using.
No, that's not it. What you have a base rate for each size line that you have coming into your home. That's the ordinance. And
yes.
What you're being charged for is probably water. You get charged for the amount of usage that goes through that line, regardless if it's a 1 inch or 1.25 inches. But your base rate for that 1.25 inches is like 2 times higher than the 1 inch line.
I understand that. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know
so
that.
So basically, you just want to get it changed to a 1 inch.
If I do, I got to pay $1,699 to do that. I didn't have to come in here. I just have to cut a check, and it will change that. You know. I'm trying to say, why would I have to change it if I'm not going to use the water? You know, I mean, it's not a commercial business. It's sitting on half of a lot. You know, it's.
Because it goes to the ordinance, and it's got to be equal for everybody. I'm not saying that you having to pay $1,000 to have it changed is right, but I'm not saying that we allow everybody that has an 1.25 inch line to get it for less than 1.25 inches. But that's why we established that. It's because it does present you with the ability to take more water.
I understand that.
So I think we need to look at, maybe we need to look at the fee for changing that, because we are encouraging everybody to go with lower amount of usage. A lot of the 1.25 inch lines were put in because they were going to put sprinkler systems in, underground sprinklers and stuff like that. And they needed a larger size line to feed those types of things.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I even went through the process of getting what the neighbors used and what I used to see what the difference was, and I used less water than they did. But I understand what you're saying. It's not because of what I use, it's because of the meter that's there. And I just know the wrong meter is on that house.
Yeah.
It's been on there for too long, you know. And
yeah, the cost of change of the meter has to do with the materials. I know Terry was talking about today, the copper and stuff that's in that.
I have it all here. It's labor, equipment, parts, and 15% administration fee.
Yeah, labor and stuff to do it. So it's not like, I don't know if we can change the fee per se, because that's what we see as the cost of the city of doing this. We're not making a profit off of it, I can guarantee you that. But so, it's up to council basically what he wants to do, but we have to follow ordinance.
I understand that.
Change it, so.
I just know that normally when you have an 1.5 inch meters, because you need water.
Right.
They put this one in by mistake, you know what I mean? And that they should have taken it out because they tried to do something that didn't work for them, but, you know, it's...
Was that the city's mistake or the builder's mistake?
I believe it was the builder's, because he was trying to get two houses with one, but that was wrong. But instead of taking it off, you know... And the reason we didn't do anything about it before, because we lived there, we paid the bill, it was okay. Now the tenant does, and they're not okay.
I used to own a house on 4th. Those houses that Pete DeGaris built for the community out there towards at the end of 4th, every single one of them were put in with 1.25 inch line because they all had underground sprinkler systems. So that hit every single one of those homes out there. So I was in the same situation you were, but I sold the house.
Well, I think I get enough water here. I could water all 3 neighbors because they give us more units, you know, by what I have here. But that's what I brought. And if you guys could consider anything, even if it was a cost, you know, I'd be willing to change it. I want to fix this problem.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I need to know what are the remedies. So let's start with Terry. Do you have any comments, Terry? It's according to our ordinance. I realize that it was put in, it was never corrected. It's incumbent upon the homeowner to correct the problem, according to our ordinance.
Standard policy is to downsize. The lay length of an inch and a half is a lot longer than the lay length of a 1-inch meter. Whether it's in a setter, which I doubt it is, it's an older home, so it's probably a man-made setter that's in there, bent copper. But it comes across the step from the main is an inch and a half to handle the two homes. What dictates that is the builder. He dictates what meter he wants in, that's what gets installed by the city. So to downsize Mr. Garza's setter meter is inch and a half, we got to push it down off the same setter so the layout has changed. So the bushing's got to come in, downsize it to 1 inch, and then have to add a new 1-inch meter to it. And that's where the cost of the time comes in with the equipment. And that's just basically city cost, just passed on just the materials and labor.
That doesn't include, or does it include the cost of the meter?
No, it doesn't. It has a meter cost built into it.
Yes, sir. The $1,066 is a meter cost?
Yes, it's got a meter cost.
So...
But he is giving you back a meter.
Yeah.
So can we deduct for the meter?
Never happened before.
Okay.
I think the idea, like you said, was because these homes were going to put sprinkler systems in, and so I guess I'm trying to understand, a standard 1-inch meter is allowed so much water before we start increasing the cost, or it starts?
No.
In the base price of $34.18, there is no water allowed. It's just the base price to have the meter turned on.
Okay.
That's it. As soon as they start using water, we start charging, and it's per unit. Each unit is 748 gallons of water. We charge per block. I don't know specifically how much each, there's so many units per block when the rate starts to change.
So at 115, the 1.5-inch meter, it works the same way. As soon as that's just to have the meter there, and then it costs more. So basically, Dan, you're going to pay for the water one way or another. It's just down now to what the meter charge.
There's the $81 difference per month.
But that's the meter charge, not the water charge.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I use less water because I have half a lot.
I know, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that you have a 1.5-inch meter or line in, and so basically, according to our current ordinance, unless it's changed, you're going to pay another 80 whatever it is a month, and which you've apparently done, and or you and your tenants have done for some time now. But the city charge of $16.99 is recoverable in about 14 or 15 months. Well, more than that, in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, at the moment, there's nothing within our code, unless the city council wants to go against its own code. I don't think there's anything we can do, Kelly, to offer or grant Mr. Garza relief.
No, if that's the status of the code. You need to treat everybody the same under the code, unless you have some kind of compelling reason to deviate from that. Mm-hmm. So if there are other residential users out there who have a inch and a half meter for a home that where a 1-inch meter would be fine, they're gonna conceivably want to pay a lesser rate as well and not have to pay to have the reduction in the meter size. As a matter of policy and as a matter, you usually just comply with the code. And when you start deviating from the code, it does create situations for due process or equal protection issues against the city.
Disparity of treatment.
Yeah, disparity of treatment, and then it raises issues. It can raise issues later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With an inch, you're giving the first block of 8 units before the price changes. With an inch and a half, you're giving 26 units before the price changes.
Okay, so then my first conclusion was wrong. He does get up to 26 units?
On price, but he starts charging right away. It's not that those 26 units are included in the 115. Our rates go per block when the rate starts changing. So for less than an inch, you get eight units of water at 68 cents a unit. And then from 9 to 20, they're 80 cents. With an inch and a half, you get your charge for the first 26 units at 68. And then from 27 to 66, it's 80.
Okay.
So it's different blocks of trade.
So approximately how many 1 1/4, 1.5-inch lines does the city, or meters does the city have? Is there a many?
Look, this, I'm pretty sure I have one at my house.
This was an issue
that
started out in 1995. This issue raised its head in 1995 because they finally created a ordinance that started charging by the meter size. And that was significant to a lot of people because now it wasn't just based on usage. It was a base rate fee for a size of a line coming into your home. And a lot of people don't realize what that line size is coming into their home until they're billed for it. And they get to talking and the neighbor says, well, mine's not that expensive. Well, what size line do you have? And
so they're overcharging.
So in 1995 is when this all raised its head, and people at that time made the choice to do something about it or just lived with it. There are reasons for it. Like I said, underground sprinkler systems need a larger volume of water, so that people that had underground sprinkler systems, you know, had to have them. But What is the exact amount for that they told you that you needed to change it out?
Well, the
1699.
Yeah, but I think that number might be even higher now. It's $1,689, but you know it was
$1,699.
Yeah. Okay. And it went up because I think 2 years before we've been had this for 20 years. You know, it's my son's house. It's not easy for him to drop $2,000, you know. It's like I'm here to help him out.
Okay.
And so he always says, okay, I'll wait. Because the one before this, I think.
Well, waiting's not going to make it any easier.
Well, I know, but
get it done.
But when he doesn't have the money, it does. I'm here to help him to take care of this. But you know what? I had 5 minutes. I wanted to present it. And if you guys consider you can do anything, well, great.
Well, there isn't anything wrong with billing it back, is there? So we go in there and we do the work, okay? And now you owe the city $1,699. Is there a way we could bill that back so that a cash outlay of $1,699 does not have to come out of his pocket immediately?
I mean, the city finance it?
No. Is it finance?
You mean so, like, divide it up into 12?
Yeah, he could pay, you know, $150 a month until the $1,600 is paid off. Is there a way of
what happens if he sells the house or walks away from it?
It's attached to the house.
Could we do that without charging interest?
Yeah, I don't think so. That'd be a gifting issue.
Yeah, I don't want to create a problem. I'm okay.
Okay, so
well, here's trying to find a solution, Dan. I mean, and if we could pay for it over time rather than cash outlay.
I think I'd like to take a little more time, not tonight, but because we need some more information. I'd kind of like to know how many of those we have, because you could make an argument that, well, heck, he's paying for the water. Why does he got to pay more for a bigger line? Is it costing the city any more? We charge based upon usage.
Yeah, but it's an ordinance, and you got to.
I know, but
you got a rate structure.
If we revisit the ordinance.
But you have a rate. You have a rate structure for, and the rate structure is based on different size lines, and you have a base rate. I've got a 4-inch water line coming into our facility out of McCain's, and I've got to pay $800 a month regardless of whether I use any water or not. It's just, it's a base rate, and I don't want to mess with the base rates. What I want to do is make it more economical and more, I want it to be good for the city, and I want it to be good for the person who wants to downsize. So if we could come up with a way for them to pay that off over time to the city, but still pay the bill.
Okay, I agree. So we need to, yeah, I agree. We need to study it. So you brought up a good issue, and I think we don't, tonight we don't have a response, Dan.
All right.
But let us work on
some. I didn't expect an answer. I wanted to present the problem and see if you guys could do anything.
Well, no, it's good that you did, because maybe there's other people out there with the same thing as what you've got.
Yeah, maybe they would
like
to.
And they just keep arguing with the people out in, you know, every time they pay their bill, they're voicing their opinion. But,
and I have the same thing. Been in my house 20 plus years. We've been doing the same thing you have. Right, check, here you go. So I have the same thing, because I have an oversized corner lot where we live.
Right.
So
thank you, guys.
I know what you're doing.
Thank you,
Dan.
So,
we can write a report on why it's the inch-and-a-half
meter
drought.
And I think that should go back to committee.
Yeah, maybe we could visit that in the Water Sewer Committee.
Yep, and then if there's any recommendations that come out of that. Well, that'd be one thing, and then the other is...
And then I think Terry present the costs to the committee so that we understand what exactly would be it covered under the costs to do the connections.
Yeah, I think he talked about it tonight.
He did, but I want to see that. I want to see them laid out so we know exactly what they are.
Okay. All right. Is there any other citizen input tonight? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to item two, the approval of our agenda tonight. And by the way, thank you, council and staff. Appreciate the conversation and discussion. We'll continue that on. We need to approve our agenda tonight.
I make that motion to approve the agenda.
Second. We have a motion made by Eugene Bain and seconded by Mark Snyder. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And the consent agenda. I need a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I think that motion.
Can we ask questions about the consent agenda?
Let's get the second before we vote on it, and I'll take questions. Go ahead. We have a motion by Larry McCourty, second by Corey. Okay, now, John.
Okay, so the money we're going to release for the 14th Avenue
pay application.
14th Avenue payment application number 8 consent agenda, on the consent agenda. We've already discussed this, and it's for the connections that we made for the lighting.
Yes.
For the street. So everything's laid, the stands are all ready to go, and all we would... Okay, so if we started getting lights, what would it take to put the lights up there? Would there be any excavation or? Just pour wire.
Put some wire in. Meter bases got to go out. Electrical meter bases got to go out. This is just up to the point of the full boxes plus the conduit.
Okay. But they would basically just come in and set the posts right on top of the boxes that are already built?
No, they said the box is too big. They said offside. The box is just a pull through. So they set the pole up here.
Okay, so you would have to build the concrete base for the post in the.
The posts are set in 5/8 lines, compacted 5/8 lines.
Oh, okay.
They bore the pole 18 inches, 5 feet deep, and then we set the pole in, turn it, position it, and then you compact it.
Have you been doing that with your back truck for
the?
Okay. I just wanted to reiterate on that, and that's all.
Okay. Any other questions about our consent agenda?
Because once we approve this, we're going to make that payment, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's already been budgeted for.
All right. All those in favor of approving our consent agendas, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to current business. 4.1 is a public hearing on the development agreement for Sand Hill Estates. And I'd like to open that public hearing at 7 p.m. And we have a staff report from Community Development Director Ann Hennings.
So in order to consider a development agreement, you need to hold a public hearing. In order to have a public hearing, you have to notify in the newspaper, which you have to do quite some time before the hearing. So we did that, hoping to have the agreement ready for you tonight, but we are still working on it. So we would
ask about the developer's agreement?
Developer's agreement for Sand Hill Estates.
Okay.
So staff would ask you to postpone, or I guess continue the hearing to your next meeting, October 2nd, so that we can have the agreement ready for you to consider it.
Okay, so that would be the next, that would be next Monday?
Yes.
And we should have our developer's agreement completed by then? We're hoping.
Don't know for sure. We're trying.
Okay.
You know, we're doing our best to.
We can continue again.
Yep. Move the development forward and delay it as little as possible. And so we're asking for 1 week at this point.
Okay.
So is this the development up on 14th?
An Olympia between 14th and 7th.
Okay.
Yep. So with that, I will close. No, I will continue this public hearing until next Monday night. And thank you, Ann, for your report. Item 4.2 is our solid waste ordinance for 2018, 19, and 20. And Spencer, you've been meeting with the committee.
Yes, thank you very much. We've been having a couple of conversations about garbage lately. As you know, we have a three-year ordinance that covers our garbage service, our solid waste service. That three-year ordinance ends this year in 2017. So it's time to revisit that for the next 2018, 19, and 20, the next three-year period. We've had a meeting with the Solid Waste Committee. We've had a couple meetings here. We had CDSI present a few ideas here in the meeting here. When we're looking at solid waste, there are a couple of different things that have been coming up lately. One is having an increased recycling service. And so what's the possibility or what's the cost associated with having a curbside recycling and yard waste at each one of our residents' homes? And it looked like that was going to be an expensive item. We also, you know, maybe to back up a little bit, when we met with the Solid Waste Committee, we looked at the Solid Waste Fund. This is a fund it's called an enterprise fund. It needs to operate like a business. All it does is charge rates to cover its costs. And so when we look at this fund, I put together a spreadsheet that looks at the revenues. We forecast revenues out into the future. We forecast expenses out into the future. And when we're considering rate increases, we're looking at what does this fund need to survive. Ultimately, this fund doesn't have the purpose of making money. It's but just to survive. So we need to provide this consistent service to the public. In looking at these rates, we've considered recycling services. It looked like that was going to be, you know, cost quite a bit of money. So we came up with some other options. We were looking at expanding our current recycling service that we have. Right now we provide these bins out on just about three blocks over where people can come get rid of their cardboard. We're looking at providing a large yard waste container and a large cardboard container, so we can get rid of all this stuff. It looks like this may be a cheaper option for residents, so we can still increase our recycling service without increasing the cost to the customers. When we were looking at rates, I want to walk through an Excel spreadsheet here with you.
Can I help you on that for just a second?
Yeah.
Being a committee member, the thing that we discussed with placing these recycling containers out is that one of the issues that we have with the garbage here in Othello is that people are mowing their lawns, putting their grass in a bag, and putting it in their garbage, because that's about the only way to get rid of it, okay? They're not taking the trip out to the dump, they're putting it in their garbage, and that's causing problems down the line when it catches on fire, and it, you know, it will do that. But we don't offer anything in the city for anybody to go to get rid of it, other than one time a year for spring. So what we were looking at is creating an area where we would have recycling containers for various things, and yard waste would be one of them. And it would be a secure area that would only be open during the daytime hours, and it would be under surveillance so that it wouldn't be damaged or taken advantage of, so that when we look at these numbers and we look at the justification for these funds that would accumulate for the increased rate, we're not putting that against what it would cost to operate this recycling program. That's kind of what we were thinking, is that, okay, our rates are going to increase, and we really can't justify that zeroing out, because it's supposed to be a zero income account. It's not supposed to make money. But yet, if we do more with that money that we raise for recycling and giving the people of the community a place to go with their yard waste, with their cardboard, their, you know, their paper, you know, their plastic containers, whatever, then we are giving them something for the money that we're charging. Plus, we're taking it out of the waste stream. We're getting it out of the landfill waste stream.
Okay. Ultimately, we are looking at a 5% a year increase to garbage rates, which would be about 70 to 90 cents a month for a resident. That's a pretty inconsequential increase when we look at the alternative of providing curbside recycling. So we're thinking maybe this is kind of a happy medium. It's not quite curbside, but it's increased recycling service at the lower cost. One of the other things that we did was look at other communities and see if we were to follow a 5% increase for each one of the years of this ordinance. Our rates for right now, they're 72 and 80 cents for the 64 and the 96 gallon filters here. This year, we pay 72 to 80. Next year, it will be 76 to 84. You can see the difference in the cost from year to year. Sorry, that's the increase. So it'd be 70 cents to 80 cents increase. If we look at our rates, this year we charge $15.16 and $16.84. So about $16 up and down for the size total that we have. $16. We can compare that to some other communities. Moses Lake, Quincy, Warden only has the 96 gallons. Equator, 26. We can get kind of a benchmark for, is this reasonable or is this normal? Ultimately, we have to set our rates based on what other communities are charging, because our system is our system, and we only want to pay for what our system costs.
Right.
At least this gives us some sense of, mm-hmm. Are we in the ballpark? So you can see we're certainly in the ballpark and slightly under. John was briefly talking about some of the things that we're going to get for charging this. One is the increased recycling service. Another item that it's going to do is allow for growth within our office. The city is growing, and we need to make sure that the office personnel are growing along with that, so they can keep up. Right now, we have one utility biller that covers water, sewer, and garbage, and this increase also. So this pays for her salary, and this would also start allowing us to grow, hire another person, maybe a part-time person, maybe someone that would work on this part-time and payroll and some other financial duties part-time. So this would allow for some growth while at the same time keeping the cost down. At the direction of the committee, I prepared an ordinance that you can see that's attached to this with the 5% increase across the 3 years. That is for you to approve tonight if you wish, or we can talk about it a little bit more and approve that at a future meeting if you're not prepared to pass that tonight.
I think that's a good explanation, and I appreciate both yours and John's. Council, do you have any questions? Would you like to approve this tonight, or do you want to take it under more consideration?
I'd like to approve it.
Would you? Why don't you make a motion then?
I will. I'll make a motion that we approve.
Gary McCordy's making a motion.
Yes.
I'd second that motion.
Since we're all agreeable to raise our garbage rates 5%, garbage pickup rates 5% a year over the next 3 years, 2018, 19, and 20. All those in favor of that ordinance signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. And we'll move to item 5, unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the meeting tonight?
I just got a question. When are they going to be planting trees? 14th.
We're working that now. Tree planting, Jerry.
Yes, it's next on the agenda. You're supposed to, I don't have it.
Next, yeah, few weeks to a month. We're trying to work some irrigation issues out right now. Drip irrigation stuff.
They're laying the drip irrigation right now for it. Yep. And then the trench, and then behind that, the trees and the bullets.
Okay.
I had one.
Yes, Larry.
And I brought it up at our last meeting. That service station is going to be a ice cream parlor and all that stuff. He really got in there and cleaned that up. It looks very nice.
It does.
Very nice.
He's made a lot of progress in 2 weeks.
A lot of progress, yes.
I got one other one.
For Terry, the sinking asphalt on Broadway?
Yes.
It's getting worse, and
yes.
I hit it more than I should.
Where do you find it at, Mark? Because I find it as soon as I make the corner.
It's in the slow lane where when they did Main Street, you know, the asphalt went back a ways. It's where the old asphalt meets the new asphalt.
I don't know, when I'm coming down Main Street and I turn right onto Broadway, within like 40 feet, I hit this hole, and it's a hole.
And it's not getting smaller.
So I'm going to have to go look at it. But
it's not, there's asphalt in it, but it's just sunk down. So it's hard to see.
It bounces my 3/4 ton.
I got one more attaboy. As for Terry, after we talked about that four-way stop there on Ash Street, the next day it was there. Did a great job. The flashing lights aren't there yet, but people are getting used to it. You know, I don't play policeman up there, but I do go by.
You keeping an eye on that area, Phil?
We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
Good.
Is there any other unfinished business? How about new business? Any new business any council member wants to bring up? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item 7. 7.1 is executive session for discussion of real estate. How long do you propose to wait?
At least 15 minutes. We'll start with that and see how much council wants to get into it. We just got some stuff that Spencer and I want to propose.
So. All right. At this time, I'd like to close the public portion of this meeting at 7:14 p.m. for a 15-minute executive session. I don't anticipate we're going to make any decisions. So I'd like staff to remain. Okay, I'd like to come back into session at 7:24 p.m. Item 8 on our agenda is the council will also receive department head reports and the, what was the other report? Planning Commission minutes. Having no further business, I'll conclude tonight's meeting at 7:24 p.m.